Ukraine has freed the last of the 243 protesters who were detained since anti-government demonstrations began in November, at a time when an EU envoy visited the country, Stefan Boss reports.
The release of the last protesters is part of an amnesty law passed last month to free activists from police custody. But officials have warned that criminal charges will only be dropped when demonstrators stop occupying government buildings. Many of the freed detainees will remain under house arrest. While opposition activists say they will stop blocking a main road leading to public buildings in the capital, Kiev, they have made no mention when and if they will leave the buildings. Instead, demonstrators marched on Independence Square Thursday as part of a one-hour strike to demand a new government and early elections. The walkout came on the final day of a visit by European Union Enlargement Commissioner Stefan Füle, who tried to mediate between the opposition and President Viktor Yanukovych, and even went to hospital, visiting protesters as well as police who were injured in recent clashes. Füle said he has told both sides that EU financial aid is available for Ukraine only if it introduces crucial reforms.
On the financial assistance, yes, there are conditions, very transparent, and I would call them reforms, reforms, reforms. There is a need to take urgent steps on constitutional reforms, formation of the new inclusive government, and ensuring free and fair elections.
Yet the opposition has made clear they will not accept a coalition government as proposed by President Yanukovych. They say they want to be able to form a cabinet on their own. Anti-government protesters also want early elections and the resignation of President Yanukovych after he refused to sign a crucial association agreement with the EU and instead established a closer relationship with Russia. Yet, amid the tensions, some found love near the barricades on Valentine's Day. A small wedding ceremony took place at an improvised chapel inside the protest tent at Independence Square. Girls dressed in traditional clothing also distributed flowers and support letters from around the world, saying they hope demonstrators will find true love. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos.